neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
No ghost.
I afraid of no ghost. If you see things running through your head, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Invisible man sleeping in your bed. Yeah. Who you gonna call? I'm afraid of no ghosts.
You just sang Ghostbusters on the radio.
Ghostbusters over and over again.
In whatever medium that happened, Ghostbusters on the radio is
You want to stutter some
rad.
Hard rock and roll?
Yeah. That's what's happening. Yeah, you're going to maybe sing some Pat Benatar next. Some
Ooh,
Journey.
Harder Ooh. Rock and roll. We'll
yeah, harder better. Rock and roll is still beaten. And from what I've seen, I believe it.
It's yeah. true.
Yeah. It's still beaten in Cleveland.
It is. It's true. Yeah. I love you.
Detroit, Lewis. New York, LA.
New York, boop, boop.
Fresco.
I'm a big fan of Huey Lewis.
Yeah, when I hear that music, that rock and roll music.
I've also heard rumored once that he has the biggest penis in rock and roll.
No, really?
Yeah, well,
he
that's just by rumor.
Cock.
Yeah, next only
Huey
to
Lewis,
Pink.
Really?
You know, that's what I've
next
that's what
only
I've
to
heard.
Pink,
not by experience.
next I've time. Heard she has a huge cock, too.
Pink has the biggest but, dick. Huey Lewis is a close number two.
but hers is made of latex, so it doesn't necessarily work. Like, she had hers molded from some sort of, like, foreign material. I don't know. God bless Pink and all the good work she's doing. Can you guys explain to me? Ash is going to come in and sing Creedence Sing, but before awesome. We get to that, can you explain to me the appeal of Lady Gaga?
Oh,
I
you know,
don't understand.
I got to say, for what she has to say as far as, of like, you know, she's got her personal views, sure she's going through, I don't know if she's done with it, but she had that whole abstinence phase. You know, like I'm busting on the chastity belt.
But she's wearing a chastity belt with no pants on. So isn't that sort of sexy in itself? Like, doesn't it sort of, isn't it like,
have you ever, you still have you seen her live, though? Have you ever seen her live?
No.
See, I've seen her like 4 times. Great friend of mine is her lighting designer.
Or wow,
was.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's a whole production, everything like that. And yeah, what's up, Alistair? You're out there. I know you are listening.
Shout out.
Yeah. And, but like, really, like you, she's one. She's probably the top performer of our decade.
Really?
Yes.
Better than Madonna.
Well, that Madonna had her period. You know what I mean?
That's
she's
true.
She's had a few periods.
She's
but,
had 1,000 by now, at least. You know,
she's had 1,000 periods.
Least.
You know,
you read that book, Sex. I'm plugging for you, girl.
Her ovaries have given up more eggs. Yeah.
She puts
any
it
other
on.
Work. She's had
I'll buy a
period.
Couple of her eggs.
Yeah. Now, could you imagine Madonna's baby put in? That? Never mind.
Wasn't that Courtney Love? Oh.
Hey.
Born with a cigarette in its mouth. Yeah. No, but like she, you know, but Lady Gaga is a great performer. If you've ever, you know, get a chance, go see her, check her out, because it's no BS. Like you'll be really impressed.
All right. Better than Britney Spears?
Yes.
Better than?
I've never seen Britney live, but I've seen, you know, enough to know that Lady Gaga blows her out of the water.
What about NKOTB? What about NKOTB circa 1989?
Let's not screw with the new kids, all right?
Yeah.
Mr. Jonathan Knight.
More like the old kids on the block.
Let's
say Lady Gaga.
Donnie, I love you.
Wait. Lady Gaga now versus NKOTB 1989. Who's better? Who's got a better show?
Well, I mean, New Kids are back now, and they're explosive as hell.
Yeah, this is true. But I got to say, as far as like the sensation's probably equal. Lady Gaga, as hard as it is in the music industry now, she's doing a great job, especially the way she brought up. Like, she produces her own music. She's not a put-together band. She did it all herself, majoritively.
But where's the Lady Gaga crew?
Poker Face.
Yeah, you're right. There is the
Backstreet
Boys has a crew.
The
crew. Maybe she's working on it. She'll probably maybe plug this.
Backstreet Crews leaves out of Miami in December.
Are you and they sing on the boat?
Oh yeah, they sing. You hang out with them. You play some volleyball.
Whoa!
I mean, it's like going to the moon, legit. And they might even give you a ride to space, girl.
Right. Lance Bass. Yeah, boys. Lance Bass likes boys. That's okay. Not everyone has to like girls. Boys can like boys. We're fine with that here on Pirate Cat Radio. Everybody can like everybody. It's all good. Ash was gonna come in and sing a song. He was gonna sing a Creedence Clearwater Revival song, but he's out in the studio being really animated, and I don't know how else to get his attention other than to tell Kendo, let him know that he's singing. That would be perfect. Oh, wow, we're going to rap? Hey.
When you're all alone.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Whoever's next is, I thought it was going to be Ash. I thought you were going to do Creedence Clearwater Revival. Isn't this funny that I'm like yelling into the microphone and people are listening on the radio? That's hilarious. You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio. And you're going to sing Creedence Clearwater Revival. Say that 12 times fast. Here's the other thing you can't say fast. Bacon maple latte. Bacon maple latte. Bacon maple latte. Oh, wait. You can say it fast. You can have one of those, Pirate Cat Radio. Come on down.
It's really fast.
And get on that red mic because that's the best one. And get the headphones on so you can hear yourself and the music and whatnot. Are you ready?
Yep.
Almost?
Yep, I'm ready.
Ignore the flashy buttons on the internet.
Thank you.
afraidandnotblogspot.com.
Huzzah, motherfucking huzzah. That was Wicked Rad. That was Ash singing a little CCR for the folks.
Ash Wednesday.
On blog, Ash Wednesday Blogspot. Awesome things. Just look up Ash on the Facebook and you'll find him. Don't worry. It's really easy. He's like the only one. Who else is named Ash? Really. It's like fans and you. And Kendo's up. Kendo's going to sing... Do you need the words, or are you have it memorized? Yeah, if you need words, you have to look them up on the, because we're janky okie tonight. I swear to Jesus, who I love so much, I swear to you, and I also love Jesus, that next week I will have all my cords. This week I have all my cords to plug into the box and do all these things, but I have no AC cord to make the beautiful CDG player become positive into the thing where you plug things. I'm not really good with, I don't know, technological things. The board is really easy because it's like all these things and you push up levels and it's not that tough. But when it comes to all these like plugs and nonsense, I have a really difficult time. So, but Kendo has shows. Damn, Kendo, you got shows. You got shows on Saturday at Napper Tandy. Later, you're coming, going to Napper Tandy.
In fact, I'm going to be heading there next. I'm going to sing us a song. We can all enjoy. We can all groove too. And then it's off to Napper Tandy.
To sing karaoke. What other shows do you do?
This week was my last week for Temple Bar karaoke on Thursdays.
Oh, I love Temple Bar. They were great. They have really cheap pitchers.
They did. They have some of the best pitcher specials in the city at that on that night. Now it's in the graveyard and we'll always remember it. And at least we got the Cellar on Sundays and Mondays and Napper Tandy Saturdays.
So Cellar on Sundays and Mondays, Napper Tandy Saturdays. We got your things all set up. Let's do this.
Oh, nice. Oh, this fits like a glove.
Welcome to Pirate Cat, the jankiest radio station in the universe.
You keep saying you've got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been messing where you shouldn't have been missing, and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be stealing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep now that's what's right, but the only three right now. Woo! These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. www.kendoki.com. Playing with all you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that's who you'll be hurting. Ah! I just found me a brand new box of matches. Woo! And now he's not. He had time to learn. And what is he'll do? One of these days. La 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 la.
Pam, what? Where are your boots? You're not wearing your boots tonight.
I didn't wear my boots because I'm riding my skateboard. I can't wear boots and ride a skateboard at the same time.
Ha ha! Da 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 da.
Woo!
Yeah!
You got a great thing here. I love the cheesy graphics.
I wish I had cheesy graphics. Are you kidding me? Mm. Yeah, it's crazy times. Hey, tell the folks again all the places you do karaoke and how wonderful you are. Just talk about it for a second.
Well, I'm a nice guy. I get taken advantage of. People step on me and they call me Matt. No, that's not true. But anyway, I'm a KJ, just like some of the people that we do know around here. I do Cellar. It's on Sutter and Taylor. It's it's not Knob Hill. It's not the Tenderloin. It's not, you know, Tender Knob, as they say. So Sutter and Taylor, the Cellar, Sundays and Mondays, and then Napper Tandy's in the Mission, 24th and South Van Ness.
Right on, that's good times. Hey, will you do a favor for me and get on the computer and look up Meet Virginia? Find that song for me, because I know that I know the words of the song, but I think I need to back it up with actual stuff.
I think that's the best solution for this evening.
Yeah, so if... I'm like, I know this song. It's funny about tonight, because usually, I swear to you guys, come down to 21st in Florida and... come sing karaoke, because you can be on the radio and it's really, really fun. And you can get a bacon maple latte, or you can get a cup of coffee, you can hang out. Anyways, it's fun either way. And you get to be the star. I'm going to try to be the star tonight. I've been trying to sing. And there's this song, Meet Virginia, that I always liked from like 1998. Because I'm, you know, I live in the past. Who doesn't live in the past? But there's those songs, even if they're poppy and you're like, you hear them on the radio and you sing them in your car. Which is why I could probably sing it without the lyrics, but if they come up, are they up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Yay, get to sing me, Virginia.
Yes.
Play. Doesn't own her dress, her hair is always a mess. You catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful, smokes a pack a day. But wait, that's me, but anyway, doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, thinks it's beautiful. Never compromises, love babies and surprises. Wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Virginia's vagina. I do want to live here. I love San Francisco. I would never, like, not live here or do something where I didn't live here, because I will live here forever and ever and ever. Yeah, give me CDs and play songs.
Oh, okay. I have 17.
Okay, number 17. Talking to the microphone. And do you need to look up your lyrics on the thing?
Yes.
I got to look up your lyrics.
I need Ash, my assistant.
Yeah, number 17, it's, the leader of the pack. Going old school. Hey, break us down karaoke old school style. Rock on. Leader of the pack, Zhum Zhum. It makes me think of, I don't know, that Paula Abdul video when it looks like she's hanging out with Dean, James Dean, but he's
there. That's Rush, Rush. I can totally.
That's a great song too, though, isn't it?
That is a great song.
I love Rush, Rush. I also love Paula Abdul. And to all the Paula Abdul fans out there, please, by all means, please continue being Paula Abdul fans.
Yes.
For real? Here we go. You got your song up?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up, though. Is that okay?
Yeah, you do whatever you want here on Pirate Cat Radio.
I love it.
Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's
ring
you're
wearing? Is she really going out with him?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with her.
Is it picking you up off to school today?
By the way, where'd she meet him?
The leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town. They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
One day my dad said, find someone new. I had to tell my Jim we were through. He stood there and asked me why, but all I could do was cry. I'm sorry I hurt you.
Leader of the pack.
He sort of smiled and kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. But whether he heard, I'll never know. Look out, look out, look out, look out!
No.
I felt so helpless, what could I do? Remembering all the things we'd been through. And now he's gone.
a little blast from the past.
Yeah, we should all, everybody, you know, I know everybody has a leader of a pack out there. Oh, thank God. Oh, wow, wow, wow. I believe that Glenny Kravitz is coming in to sing some Nora Jones, which could be really, really amazing. He's looking for the right one. Is this, it's the sunrise.
Oh, I want
to. Don't hold it in your
eyes. Don't know why.
None of him is, I only have the sunrise song, I think.
I'll find it.
Okay, he'll find another song. We have lots and lots of discs here. If they don't have one, I'm gonna they don't have one, which is great because that means I don't know about you guys, but I got two ears and a heart, and I love a man named Phil Collins because my God, I got two ears and a heart. What can I do? Trying to make it play, pressing the buttons. Play. How could I just let you walk away? Just let me leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only. I did that without the computer. I sometimes I know the words. Glenny Kravitz is going to sing a song. Number three. Oh, after song, the love. Yeah, do you need this or do you know the words? You're going to make them up.
Yeah, this song is by Engelbert Humperdinck, and you know, back in the early 70s, if you were a woman and you had sex with some hairy guy, you were lucky. Yeah.
You were lucky to get some because men, we, you know, just watch Mad Men.
Watch Mad Men, yeah. Girls are lucky to have sex. Everybody keep that in mind. You're lucky, ladies.
You're lucky if you could get dick.
You're lucky if you can get dick. Thank God. Well, I'm not blessed. All right, put on your headphones. Let's just
make sure you can cook and clean too.
I can. You know what? And I'd be barefoot and pregnant in a second. Does anyone want to actually commit to me? You can call me at 415-341-1991-1199.
Yeah. You can be in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm ready.
As long as you can relate to each other.
Right. Yeah. And I will do your dishes.
Yeah. It's a song about, you know, being proud to be a man and you know, giving the sausage. So I sing you to sleep after the shagging, and I don't whisper the words in your eyes, and the love on your face is so real that it makes me wanna cry. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice just makes me high.
Please come to my face. Yeah.
Thanks for taking me. One-way trip to the sky with my Viagra pills. Thanks for taking me, turning me into a someone.
And then a hole on the screen.
So I sing you to sleep after the butt sex. Take out the shag in your face. And the look on your face, it's so real that it makes me wanna cry. Oh yeah. And I know that this song isn't saying anything new. Oh, but after the fucking, I'm still in love with you. Yeah. So I sing you to sleep after the 69. I wipe off the cum on your face and a look on your eyes. It's so real that it makes me wanna fry on two hits of acid. And I know that this song isn't saying anything new. Oh, but after the fucking, I won't be calling you.
At least you don't have a clue.
Oh, but after the fucking, I won't be calling you. Messaging you on Facebook. But after the fucking, I won't be calling you. Oh, but maybe I'll wink at you on Match.com. I'll give you a wink. Clink, clink. Oh, I like your ass. Ha, give me a call. We have a lot in common. Ooh, you want to go get some coffee? Coffee. Let's go get some coffee, and I'll fondle you under the table.
That's perfect. Have you had some Match.com? That was really amazing. Have you had some Match.com dates recently where there's been some fondling under the table? Have you ever been finger banged outside the homestead? I have. In the alcove. Just saying. You know, whatever. You know, not saying anything, just saying. But am I on the radio right now? Did that just happen? Did I just say that? talking about finger banging. I also got, we're allowed to swear again, so I'll try not to be too gross. Bring in a song. Bring in a song. Bring in a song. Sing songs for us. Yeah, because it's karaoke on the radio, and that's what we do. Number 14. So we're going to be singing, oh my goodness, Waiting for Tonight by Jennifer Lopez. You must represent the Latinas. Taco, taco, burrito, taco. And I don't mean that. I love taco. No.
Taco flavor kisses.
Taco flavor kisses. Which number was that? Was it 12 or it was?
I don't know.
Shoot. I messed it all up.
Was it 17?
It might have been 17. I'm going to have to look at it again. Here we go. It's not taco flavored kisses. It's called Lady, not Lady Marmalade. 14, Waiting for Tonight by Jennifer Lopez. Yes, I've been waiting for tonight. Actually, I've only been eating taco tacos and burrito tacos for a while, and surprisingly, it hasn't affected my butt as much as I thought it would.
No, you have a great butt.
Thanks.
I meant
like what comes out of my butt.
Oh.
As opposed to like
how it looks.
But thank you for complimenting my tushy.
Yeah, you have a nice tushy. It.
Here we go. Do you have your lyrics? You're all
yeah. Okay, Pam, it's time for you to just rock it. There you go. Go-go dancer.
It's passion, it's setting me free. All of my sadness, the tears that I've cried, I have spent all of my life waiting for tonight. Oh, when you would be here in my arms, waiting for tonight. Oh, I dreamed of this love for so long, waiting for tonight. Take my breath away. Love me now or leave me never. Found a sacred place, lost in your embrace. I wanna stay in this forever. I think of the days when the sun used to set on my empty heart, all alone in my bed. Tossing and turning, emotions were strong. I knew I had to hold on. Waiting for tonight. Oh, I've dreamed of this love for so long. Waiting for tonight. Oh, I knew I would be here in my arms. Waiting for tonight. Oh, I've dreamed of this love for so long. Waiting for tonight. Tossing and turning, emotions were strong. I knew I had to hold on. Oh, when you would be here in my arms, waiting for tonight. I've dreamed of this love for so long. Tonight.
What was that about, Dick?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what that's like because I'm single. So thank you guys for joining. Thank you guys for joining us here on Pirate Cat Radio's Karaoke Saturdays, which happens every Saturday from 8 to 10, and you too can be a part of it. It's wicked super fun, and later you can hear the podcast and be like, I'm so awesome, I totally can sing. Or you'll be like, oh my God, I should totally sing that note different. Or whatever you say. But everyone should love singing. And it's really cathartic, and yay. So God bless
Pam. We love you, Pam.
Oh, thank you, Glenn Kurtz. I love you. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night. Okay, so tomorrow, okay, before I get off the air, I have to say this. Oh my God, World Cup, World Cup, World Cup. Go Amsterdam. I mean the Dutch. I mean Netherlands. I mean the Holland.
Go Philippines.
And go Philippines. I'm gonna be baking some lumpia tomorrow, so we'll be eating those at the homestead. But then after, I'm gonna be drunk, so I'm gonna make it to karaoke Sundays at 500 Club with Glenny Kravitz. If you're not there, you're so square. It's just dumb. You need to be there because it's so fun. It's so fun. I almost hyperventilated. So yeah, thank you for joining us on Karaoke on the Radio with Pamtastic on Pirate Cat Radio. Come next week, 8 to 10, www.piratecatradio.com. Yay. And now, iTunes.
Woo! But keep talking because I have to set this up. I'm screwed. I got to do this. Everybody say something funny in the microphone or something. So we can get this up.
Oh, you're the funny guy.
Yeah, somebody be funny.
Yeah. I'm not funny, but thank you very much for having us, having our babies, and we're ready to move on now because we graduated from the career college down in Stockton, learning how to weld motorcycle parts together for absolutely no reason.
Hooray.
And now
iTunes.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of Astounding Science Fiction, bring you Dimension X. Twenty years have passed since the last of the giant migration ships had crashed to the surface of Mars, bearing its pitiful handful of survivors of the Earth Wars. 20 years of scratching of the stubborn Martian soil. 20 years of trying to devise